Now talking about the type 1 hyperlipoproteinemia, which is a primary dyslipidemia, which is extremely rare condition. It is the inheritance pattern is autosomal recessive, and the genetic defect here is the LPL gene mutation, resulting in deficiency of the lipoprotein lipase responsible for the catabolism of these lipoproteins, ultimately leading to the raised levels of the triglycerides and raised levels of the VLDL as well, which ultimately raises the levels of cholesterol in the circulation. In some of the cases, there is another mutation along with LPL gene mutation, that is ApoC2 deficiency as well. This is due to certain mutation which encodes the ApoC2. So that gene mutation will result in ApoC2 deficiency, which is an essential factor for LPL activation. So we can remember the genetic mutation which produces LPL, genetic mutation, the LPL gene itself, or the ApoC2, or the genetic defect which lead to ApoC2 deficiency, ultimately raising the level of the triglycerides in the circulation and raised VLDL levels in the circulation. We discussed it earlier that whenever there is a raised triglyceride level, it presents mainly in the form of eruptive xanthomas, lipemia retinalis, and giving a very creamy and milky appearance to the blood, serum, and the plasma. But in case of these genetic conditions and homozygous condition, there is a significant increased risk of pancreatitis, beginning with acute pancreatitis and ultimately leading to significant morbidity and mortality. Level of hypertriglyceridemia is more than 10 millimoles per liter and markedly beyond 20 millimoles per liter. The greater the levels, the more severe will be the case. Besides this, the clearance of chylomicrons from the circulation by the cells of reticuloendothelial system of the head, of the liver and spleen is also defective, and it results in hepatomegaly and splenomegaly.